Well, US markets are looking at a positive close to the resumption of trade after the President's Day holiday. All three indices climbing, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up around a quarter of a percent, with the NASDAQ up around the half a percent mark. What we have seen so far today is certainly a choppy session with markets opening a little bit weaker. There was some good news to come through on the macro front with trade talks and some optimism around that. President Trump mulling and considering the fact that he could extend the tariff deadline on Chinese imports past the March 1 deadline that is currently in place. We also had some positive earnings reports coming through from US retailer Walmart. Shares up around the 3% mark on better than expected quarterly sales numbers. The comparable sales for the holiday quarter up around 4.2% compared to 3% expected for their result. And this also helped lift other consumer stocks such as Amazon up more than 1% and Target and Costco lifting around that 1% mark as well. What we have seen, however, is financials a little bit weaker. American Express and JP Morgan both down around the half a percent mark. This comes on the back of HSBC coming out with full-year results on London. On the LSE, down around 4% on the London Stock Exchange, and that sees their full-year earnings underwhelm and missing expectations on a tough fourth quarter. Obviously, Brexit and the US-China trade not helping the cause for HSBC. We had BHP also trading a little bit weaker on the London Exchange after announcing their half-year results at the close of market on the Aussie market yesterday afternoon. Commodities and mostly firmer oil prices also mixed over last night's session. If we look ahead, the SPY futures are pointing at a positive start for the ASX 200. Also, some company earnings to look forward to. Woolworths, Fortescue Metals and A2 Milk out today. And the big economic release will be wages data out at about 11:30 Sydney time. The Aussie dollar has firmed against the US. It's currently buying around 71.7.